This week, read Parshas Emor. Emor, talked until last week, at Achrimos Kadoshi. And this week I spoke last week of Kadoshim to you. What it means, Kadosh. A Jew represents something in this world. Every day we say, Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol. V'seis gedulah l'yod sebereshis. Shalos honik ugoye ha'rotzos v'osmanik mishlot oma. That's how we end the day. And this is a big machlokas. Why we end davening that way. Many say, this is the Gros Mahalach, that when you finish davening and you're ready to go out to the world, you have to know who you are. That's why the Gros says, we say it after Shacharis, but on Shabbos, we go Shabbos, we say it after Musaf. That's why on Yom Kippur, after Musaf, before Mincha, you don't say Aleinu. You're not going out to the world. Before you go out to the world, you have to know who you are. You begin the morning, Shlo Asani Goy. Finish davening, you're about to go out to the world, Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Adon Hakol. Seis Gedula L'Yod Zabreshis. Who composed Aleinu? Yahushua composed Aleinu. When they entered Eretz Yisrael. Know who you are. You're a Jew. What does that mean? Ram Skula Mikol Amin. Separate. V'yis Kaddishtim V'yisim Kadoshim Ki Kadoshani. We explain that human being, very unique creation. People talk about evolution. And what is beyosod, the problem with evolution from the Heshkofas HaYahadus? Whether a dog came from a cat or a cat came to a dog, no one really cares. Probably didn't happen, but no one cares. That the cats come from dogs and elephants come from lions. Okay. That's the most irrelevant discussion. There's a Gemara. Sometimes I think there's a Gemara that talks about, there's a Roman philosopher who spent 12, 14 years of his life analyzing and doing an experiment with the gestation period of a nochash is. How long it takes a nochash from the time it becomes pregnant to the time it gives birth. Just imagine spending 12, 14 years of your life in doing something. Some people have nothing to do with their lives. No. We're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a human being is the carrier of a neshama. And the Yesod HaYesodos is an order for the goof of the human being, the carrier of the neshama, quite an entire separate creation. What does it say? The earth gave forth all the different types of animals. Totzei Aretz, the earth gave forth dogs and cats, horses and donkeys, lions and tigers, elephants, and all sorts of things. But then it came to creating a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'yatzmo took ofo min ha'adomo. And where did this offer come from? The Rambam says in Perek Beis, Hilchos Beis HaBchira, O Masorah Tzi B'Yad Kol, it's a Masorah on which no one disagrees. Shehamokum Shebono Dover HaMizbeach, the place where on Har HaBayis, down the street, David HaMelech built the Mizbeach. That's the place where it was the Akedah. That's when Noach made the Mizbeach when he came out of the Teva. That's when Adam made the Mizbeach and brought a korban the day it was created. Umisham Nivra. Kadosh Baruch Hu took Ophel min Adomer from that place in Har Abayis. Adam mimokom kaparosu Nivra. From the place where our kapara would be on the Mizbeach, that's where we are created. Vayipach ba'apov. And he took that offer. And he created a Tzel Elokim. And he made a very unique creation. And the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two parallel universes. A physical universe and a spiritual universe. And he created a human being who straddles both. We are guf and we're neshama. Now the question is, what is my identity? Friday night, I talked about b'chol seim lo selechu. What is the yesod ha-yesodos? B'chol seim lo selechu. You saw, when I present myself to the world, what the image I have of myself, I'm a Jew. When Yonah was asking the ship who he is, some people define themselves by their profession. I'm a doctor. Some probably where they come from. I'm an American. I'm an Israeli. But they ask, Mamalach toch me'ayin to. Ivri anoch. I'm different. So, kimani yorei, I should also say yorei. Who is my identity? What's the identity of a Jew? It's for kimani yorei. That's the identity of a Jew. That's who we are. And Kedoshim Tiyu says, no, what sort of a life do you live? You live a life of getting drunk? Or no, you live a life of Kedusha V'Tahara. That everything you do is, it's a whole different level of life. Now, and that's the whole Parsha Kedoshim Tiyu. We live in a different level of life, a whole concept of life. That's why after Kedoshim Tiyu, we have Matnas Aniyim, Shechet, Shechopeya. Don't go grabbing every penny you can get. There are other people in this world. Other people created B'Tzelem Elokim. Confront every human being as a Tzelem. If you confront every human being as a Tzelem Elokim, then you think about yourself as a Tzelem Elokim. But if you think about yourself as just an animal running around, so everyone else is an animal. Now we have this week we move from the Kedusha of the Jew, to the Kedusha of a Kohen. There's a very key Rashi here. Emor al HaKohanim b'nei Aaron, Yomarto aleihem. What's this double? Emor v'yomarto. V'hazi gedolo malaktan. Gemara Yevamos. Wait 1 second. That means Gedolim have to make sure that a Kohen Katan doesn't become Tomei Lameis. Now, there's a mitzvah chinuch, which is a mitzvah drabonon. It's a chinuch, it's the rice. What is the chinuch? When I had children who were not bar mitzvah, my sons when they weren't bar mitzvah, I used to buy them a lulav and esrog. The mitzvah chinuch drabonon is that I have to have them do mitzvahs in the same way a gadol. Practice. But what happens? What's the din d'oraisa? Din d'oraisa, mishinat v'lo v'necha. I have to teach them Torah so when they become a gadolim, they'll do mitzvahs. Chinuch d'rabbanan and chinuch d'oraisa. And that applies to mitzvahs aseis. What about mitzvahs lo aseis? So there are three mitzvahs lo sases that is a mitzvahs chinuch d'oraisa. Tumas kohanim, emor v'amartu l'hazi gedol amalaktanim. Shabbos. Zochus yom ha-shabbos l'chach, osadcho atu uvincho. How old is this bincho? He's bar mitzvah? He's an ato. It means ketanim. I have to make sure I'm not allowed to have my ketanim do malacha. there's some creation in somewhere. Oh, have the cotton do it. No. If a cotton does Malach on Shabbos, the father is over on an Issa Doraisa specifically. Another. And Rashi quotes Gdolim Akhtanim, the Gemara of Vomis. She takes Gemara of Vomis. Lo Sochlum, Lo Sachilum. You have to make sure your children don't eat Macholos Asuros. Three, it's the rice. Could be three separate Xerisakosis. The Rambam writes, it's all one. There's one underlying principle. Mitz Lechanoch B'Kedusha. Shenema Chanoch Hanar Alpidarko. What is the Torah telling us? That even though there's no Mitzvah Chinuch D'Oraisa on Shatnas, no. But when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Malacha, when it comes to Macholos Asuros, when it comes to Tumos Kohanim, the Chiyuv D'Oraisa. Why? So, is there a unifier? And he quotes the Pasuk of Mishlei, Chanoch L'Paro Pidarko. What does that mean? Chanoch L'Nar is a certain derech, a certain path, a certain mahalach in life. And that is what determines how a person acts. He begins in a certain path, a certain mahalach in life. And most things you do follow the mahalach. Bechira chafshis. Bechira chafshis, the Rambam says, a person wants to do tshuva. So what do we say? Yazov Rosha Darko. That means, let's say, Bechira Chavshis is a very rough concept. That means ultimately I'm responsible for anything and everything I do. And the unbelievable Rabbeinu Yonah in Shaarei Tshuva. So most people would say Bechira Chavshis is a mitzvah. Is a mitzias. He says, no, it's a mitzvah. What does it mean it's a mitzvah? Mitzvah, most people go through life, just go through life. The mitzvahs take your life in your hands and act about, think about what you're doing, know what you're doing, control your life in the way the Torah wants to. Just don't go with the flow. It's a mitzvah. Now, the question is, person's an addict. Does Bechira Chavshis mean all of a sudden I can stop? What does it mean? So if you take a look carefully in the Rambam says no. What does it mean? Take your life in your hands and change your approach, and it's a process until you get there. It's a process until you get there. That means a person says, I'm an addict. I'm an addict to drugs. I'm an addict to pornography. I'm an addict to who knows what. People are addicted to all sorts of things. Gambling. An addict means you've rewired your brain. So you've lost control of yourself and you're just into it. So what does it mean? What does Bechira Chavshis to such a person mean? Begin taking the steps to get control of your life. I had a certain therapist I was very close to. He had a very difficult case. It was a young man who woke up in the morning. He had his internet cafe on downtown here, Yafo, and he was into all sorts of crazy pornography all day. And boy says, this is me, I can't control myself. I'm an addict. So I sat down with him, and I looked at him. He says, what am I supposed to do? I'm just an addict, I can't control myself. I said, you're asking me to give up one of the yesodas of Yiddishkeit. One of the yesodas of Yiddishkeit is has control over his life. So the Rambam says the only people who didn't, sometimes a certain onus for some unusual Rishoyim, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away Paro, Nebuchadnezzar, his way of. I said, you know, don't be a bald guy with such a degree of a Russian like that. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away your Chirachoshes. No. But you say you can't control yourselves? You can. You have to begin taking the steps to control yourself. And that you have Bechira Chavshis on. Begin taking those steps. You may not be able to turn yourself around just like that. But there are certain tools. You have to begin developing those tools. You have to get a derech. Change your derech. Yazov Rosh Hadarko. That is exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah means. That Bechira Chavshis is a mitzvah. Told him. You may not have Bechira Chavshis right now. Your Bechira Chavshis is to take or begin taking the steps to get control of your life. And that's what you're responsible for. And some, that's one side of the equation. It's another side of the equation. The other side of the equation is Chanuch Lenar al Pidarka. So what is it? So here a person said he's not in control of his life. So I said, take it. Now once you're in control of your life, you choose a derech. So how do you, so the Torah is telling us here, Chanuch Lenar al Pidarka, I have to choose, there's a chiyuv, to train a child, and if a chiyuv to train a child, it's certainly a chiyuv to train yourself. But my derech ha-chaim has to be a derech ha-kedusha. And it's a very slippery slope. Because once you don't have that derech, you fall into all sorts of things. You can fool yourself. Be it people who can't control themselves about alcohol, can't control themselves about drugs, can't control themselves about pornography. They develop, that's their derech. When you say, no, I'm going to have a derech of Kedusha. I'm going to have a derech that my Shabbos is a Shabbos. Because Kedusha Shabbos, what do we have to train a child? We have to train a child in Kedusha Shabbos. So the Rambam says, part of Kedusha Shabbos is Melacha. There's another aspect to Kedusha Shabbos. That's a derech achayim. We have to train ourselves for another derech, Macholos Asuros. Kedusha implies all physical activities I do in this world. When we're learning Shechita this year, that's Chelik Naram Kedusha. What is that? Surah Bia, Macholos Asuros, and Shechita. It's all part of knowing how to manage the physical aspect of your life and make sure that's done by Kedusha. And you begin that with a child, but it continues when you're into adulthood. It's Kedusha. And it's not an option. It's a Chiyuv Gomer. Kedoshim to you says it's a Chiyuv Gomer. And when does the Chiyuv Gomer begin? The moment the child can understand there's something I can eat and there's something I can't eat. On Shabbos, there's something I can do and something I can't do. A Kohen has to understand this. I am not allowed to give time in myself to make, so you got a little call, I can't do that. All in your Kedusha. That's the first part of Kedusha. But there's another dimension of Kedusha. And that is, we begin a Kohen as three Kodosh. V'kidashta. And we have to treat someone who's in a higher level of Kedusha, a Kohen's Kedusha, we have to treat him that he's there's a higher level there. And then the Kohen Gadol, he has a higher level of Kedusha. And then the Torah goes on to something, and we have to understand the lesson the Torah is teaching us. And what does it relate to the way we function? Because, as a Ben Torah, what am I saying? What does it mean to be a Ben Torah? It means you wear a certain type of shoes, you wear a certain type of hat, a certain type of jacket. Well, Ben Torah means your metzias is Torah. That's who and what you are. That's what Ben Torah. So you are a person who's decided, no, I'm going to live my life with Torah being who I am. But that means two things. When the Kohen is standing in the Beis HaMikdash bringing a korban, so you're not allowed to be a balmum. Why not? Because the people are going to be looking at a Kohen. He's a higher level person. So he has to present it. And if a person who can't present himself for whatever unfortunate physical reason is a higher level person, it's going to undermine how people are going to look at the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash. That applies here. But that applies to the way a Ben Torah conducts himself as well. When Torah walks around, he's representing Torah. He has to make sure people look at him as a higher level person the way he walks on the street. That's what the Rambam writes. K'shem shanot ha-chochem nikar b'dei osof, nikar b'ma'asof. I had Rambam in Hillel's Deus. I represent Torah. When I represent Torah, I have to act in a certain way and present myself in a certain way. And if I don't, called the Chil Hashem. So if a young man decides he's going to go to someone's house Friday night and get drunk and stagger back to the dormitory, it's not only he violated Kedoshim Tiyu. Not only he violated Kedusha Shabbos, did something else. This is what a Ben Torah is about. Staggering drunk back to the dormitory. It's called the Chil Hashem. If you took a look and take a look on Hilchos Tshuva, the most serious of it is the Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem means doing something that brings disgrace to the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to present yourself. And that's a Kohen. And we're worried. If a Kohen is a Balmum, it's going to lessen the respect people have for the Kedushas Kahuna and the Avot. On private, he's also to go into an olames. He has to maintain all sorts of kedusha. But the actions of a kohen in public, when there's the avoda and the beis hamikdash, have to be about a superior person. Next, l'chaver shem kodesh. Okay, now. Then we go on. There is, people may not be aware of it. All sorts of things how a Kohen has to conduct himself. And a carbon, I'd have a mum. Anything to do with Avodas Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to physically perfect so people respect it and look up to it. And if that's true about an animal, it's true about a human being. It's true about a Talmud Yeshiva. Then Derech Hakev, since people are not aware of it, nothing to do. Umoch v'chosses v'noch v'choros v'sakiru aratzchem lo tzatzah. There is an itzu do oraisa of ruining the evarim of a male. So anyone who wants to become a transgender, okay, Torah says awesome. Okay, that's their chagif. Okay. At the end is an interesting story. At the end, all of a sudden, then we talk about the Moadim or the Yom Tovim, when a Jew is supposed to feel Kedusha. And at the very end, there's a story all of a sudden that doesn't seem to belong. That about the Megadeth. Hotzis Okay. There was a man, when Yetze ben Isha Yisraelis, who ben Ish Mitzri. This man, his mother was Jewish, his father was an Egyptian. Now, Klal Yisrael, Mitzrayim, will go to themselves from Arias. And even though they were slaves and they were subject to the control of the Egyptians, there wasn't one case with one, there was only one case of a Jewish woman who gave birth to a child from an Egyptian father. Why? How did this happen? And this was the man who Moshe killed, the Mitzri Moshe killed. Okay. And Chazal tells a story. She was a very friendly lady, a little too friendly. And one morning, this Egyptian taskmaster knocks on the door and come to pick her husband up to take him to work. Nice friendly lady begins schmoozing with him, and she's schmoozing away with him. Oh, such a friendly lady. Takes him out to work, comes back to the house. And they sit and schmooze. One thing led to another. Avera, child. Shlomitz, she said Shalom Aleichem to everyone. Divri, all talking all the time. Very friendly, schmoozy lady. Oh. Arias has its Gedorim, and there's reasons for Gedorim on Arias. The Koach HaYetz is very great. And unless you said serious Gedorim on Arias, there's a slippery slope, and yet she didn't send those Gedorim. One thing led to another, she smoothed with him. She said, oh, such a friendly lady. I have good ideas. Comes back to send it, and she's smoothing over a cup of coffee, whatever. One thing led to another. And he had a problem. He was a product of this. He didn't belong to any shevet. It's a whole other discussion. I wasn't sure today what to talk about. And he's a makalal. What does it mean to makalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's that talking about? So, when we say a bracha, those of you hopefully have learned Dev Yechayim. No, a bracha means we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world to be greater. Makala means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're too much involved in the world. Stay out of the world. I don't want you involved. Distance yourself from the world. You don't want to be able to HaKadosh Baruch Hu too involved in the world. No. And then, a very strange thing happens at the end of the parsha. He's to be killed. And we say a rotzeach is to be killed. What is the connection between the makalo and a rotzeach? The answer is very, very simple, Chazal tell us. Why, if I kill a dog, a cat, no big deal. If I kill a human, big deal. A human being is a tzelem elokim. I'm denying the tzelem elokim. Shofech dam bo odom. Domo Yishofe, he would sell alam ukim also eso odom. When I look at another human being, I'm angry at him. This, I look at him just as an object. Wait a second. Not stam. Any human being is a goof carrying a neshama that's sell alam ukim. And when I refuse to view him as a sell alam ukim, that's when I decide I want to kill him. Valuing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that my goal in life is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu absent from this world, I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu present in this world. And His presence is my neshama and everybody else's neshama. Emor is a parsha that not only talks about Kahanim, tells a very fundamental thing. Kedusha is a way of life, and it begins with a child, and it continues with adulthood. Chanoch unar al pidark. This is a derech hachayim. That derech hachayim is what we choose. And Abachira Chofshis begins with choosing a way of life and developing that way of life. And when I get involved in another derech, sometimes overnight it's impossible to change. But what can I change? I can change my derech where I'm going. That's Yazov Rosh Hadarko. We're talking always about a derech. From the time you're a child, and when the parent chooses the derech, the time you're an adult, when you're choosing your own derech, mitzvah to choose a derech or kedusha, the Rambam says. That is, emor ve'amarta, hazeh gedol amalaktanim. Lo sachilum, don't give the children macholos asuras. Make sure they keep kedusha Shabbos. Make sure Shabbos is a day of kedusha. Train them with that from the very beginning.